Elizabeth, it's been so long since I've seen the chief. I don't know how to act.
Just be yourself, and don't let him frighten you. If he seems gruff, it's only because he's terribly busy, like all the other deputy chiefs. He has billions of small planets to look after.
I know. What a job that must be, keeping them in their own orbit. Well, we're almost there, and I'm so nervous.
Hello, Elizabeth! Hello, Daniel! Hello, Paul!
That's a beautiful horse, Mr. Revere Rides. Wonder why he still carries those two lanterns.
Daniel, you can ask him later. We haven't got time now. The chief is waiting.
Oh.
Rick, you may not realize it, but getting rid of the earth will be a big help in balancing the budget. Think of all the rain and snow we'll save.
Yes, that is an idea.
And don't forget the thunder and lightning that little planet uses up. Why, we'll cut our electric bills in half. And, oh, by the way, Horatio, remind me to talk to Halley about his comet. There's no point to its traveling around the earth anymore.
Yes, Chief. Oh, here comes Elizabeth with Nathaniel.
Yeah, about time. Let him in.
Here's Nathaniel, Chief.
Yeah, I know. It hasn't changed a bit. Oh, well. Nathaniel, how long have you been up here?
300 years, Chief. I'm from New Amsterdam, you know.
What's your rank?
Angel, junior grade, third phalanx, 15th cohort.
Still junior grade, eh? I don't know why I was sent for you.
Was it possibly about changing my rank, sir?
No. I see no reason for demoting you.
Thank you, sir.
I've been going over your record, and it's not too bad. It says here, deportment B, application B, virtue A, mentality. Well, this job doesn't require a genius anyway. You do.
Do what, sir?
Do what? Destroy planet number 33974.
33974? Why, that's Earth, my home planet. What will all those people do without it? Where will they live?
Well, some of them will come up here, and some of them will go to the other place. We have no time for sentiment.
But, Chief, why are you destroying the Earth?
Why? Simply because there's been nothing but trouble there. Now that the Second World War is over, it's in a bigger mess than it ever was. No peace, no harmony, no cooperation. If they want to end civilization, I'll end it for them. Elizabeth?
Yes, Chief?
See to Nathaniel wears his proper clothes for a visit to the Earth. You can attend to all that.
Yes, I will, Chief.
Gee, it'll be nice wearing buckled shoes and long stockings again. I still have grimacing legs, you know.
Nathaniel, men's styles have changed on Earth since you were there 300 years ago.
They have? Women's too?
Oh, yes, many times. But now they have the new look, and they're right back to where they used to be.
Oh, don't men wear long stockings anymore?
Oh, no. But don't worry, Nathaniel, your knees will be covered. You wear long trousers.
Why can't I just wear my toga? I'm so used to it now.
Because, my dear Nathaniel, we don't want you to be conspicuous. You've got an important job to do.
Oh. Well, Chief, how do I go about destroying the Earth?
Horatio, hammer that horn.
Yes, Chief. See you, Arthur.
Now, Nathaniel, you simply blow four notes of the Judgment Day Overture on this horn, and that will be the end of the Earth.
Gee, it's the most beautiful trumpet I've ever seen.
It is not a trumpet.
Oh.
It's a very special kind of horn. Now, listen carefully to these instructions. You proceed to New Amsterdam.
It's called New York now, sir.
Oh, New York. Then Mercurius will arrange for your transportation. You will then check into the Waldorf Durfort Hotel, and a few minutes before midnight, you will go to the roof.
Yes, sir.
Now, this is very important, Nathaniel. The horn must be blown at midnight sharp.
Yes, sir.
Remember, that means precisely 12. 11:59 won't do, 12:01 won't do. It must be 12 on the dot. Got that?
Yes, sir. I'll see that the horn blows at midnight. Leave it to me.
All right, now get going. If you do a good job, when you come back, you may find yourself an angel senior grade.
Me, an angel senior grade? That means a raise in my base pay.
But if you botch the job, you'll be back scrubbing clouds for the next 500 years.
Yeah, hope not. My knees are still wet. But don't worry, Chief. I will watch it. I'll make good.
That's the spirit. Now, are you ready to,
The interplanetary phone, Chief.
Department of Small Planets. Chief speaking.
This is the salvage department. Any instructions, Chief?
Yes. Stand by to pick up a load of scrap at midnight.
Hmm.
That'll be all,
Daniel. Are you sure you remember everything?
Don't worry, Chief. I won't forget a thing.
Goodbye.
Wait a minute. Come back here. You forgot the horn.
Oh, that's because I'm so excited.
Well, goodbye, Chief.
Goodbye. Elizabeth, you stay with him until he leaves. See that he gets away in time.
Yes, Chief. Come along, Nathaniel. I'll walk you to the edge. I'm going to miss you, Nathaniel.
Yeah, Elizabeth?
Yes.
Well, I'll only be gone.
Hello, Nathaniel.
Oh, hello, Noah.
Ring, ring.
Yes, but I'll be home tomorrow.
Well, when you get back, drop in. I'm having a little gathering in the Ark.
In the Ark? Mm-hmm. Oh, good, good. Who's coming over?
Oh, just a few couples.
Oh, well, thanks very much. I'll see you later. What are you talking about, Elizabeth?
I said that I was going to miss you.
Oh, well, I'll only be gone one night, and then I'll come back, and we can spend the next 100 years together. Just talking about my trip. Gee, these earth flows are funny. What do you call this again?
That's a vest.
And is this a doublet?
No, that's a coat.
Oh. But what is this label? I wouldn't want to wear someone else's clothes. Poor Hart, Scheffner, and Mark.
Don't worry, Nathaniel. And by the way, I better give you some money. Here.
What are these? Gilders?
No, these are dollar bills.
Oh. Well, I wouldn't know about that. See, they feel nice and crispy.
And these are $5 bills.
Oh, I like these better. They feel even nicer and crispier. Look at the pictures on them. George is on one, and Abe is on the other.
Yes. You need them, Nathaniel. Now you better go.
I'm on my way, Elizabeth.
Nathaniel! Nathaniel!
That's the chief.
Gosh, I hope he isn't calling me back.
Nathaniel, I'm glad I caught you before you left. There's one very important thing I forgot to tell you.
What is it, Chief?
Before you blow that horn, be sure to check with the killer. I don't want any trouble with him.
Oh, I will, Chief. I will. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye, Nathaniel.
Goodbye. What's that first step? It's a pip.
I will. I will. See you tomorrow.
Now, Nathaniel, having arrived in New York City, is strolling down Broadway with the horn tucked under his arm. Since it was 300 years ago that he last saw this famous street, it's small wonder that he marvels at the changes.
So this is New York. I wonder why they changed the name. Look at that sign over there, Baseball Today. Boston Red Sox and New York Yankees. All right. Guess it does sound better than New Amsterdam Yankees. Gosh, this place certainly is built up. I wish Peter Stuyvesant could see it. How they laughed when we bought Manhattan Island for $24. I bet we could double our money now. I was big building. I never saw so many horseless carriages. Look at those yellow ones. You could go around the corner and on two wheels. I wonder if they could...
Get back on the point, you jerk! You wanted to kill?
No, thank you, not again. The records would be all mixed up.
Better wait for the light to change before you cross the street.
Light? Light to change?
Yeah, you must be a stranger. Haven't you never been in New York before?
Oh, yes. I come from New York, but I've been away for a long time.
Say, that's a good-looking trumpet you got there. Yeah, how about giving us a little bebop?
Bebop?
Yeah, that bebop or a-bop.
Bebop, is that music?
It is. It's out of this world.
Well, that's where I've been, and I've never heard of it. Bebop or rebop.
What band are you with?
Beethoven's Ethereal Melodeon. It's a very fine orchestra. 10,000 pieces.
10,000? Gee, they must sound louder than Spike Jones.
Spike who?
Jones. Didn't you ever hear him play All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth?
No, but it sounds like a very interesting selection. I'll suggest it to Mr. Beethoven.
Beethoven, huh?
Yes, I play 455th trumpet. I've been playing it for nearly 300 years.
Hey, Johnny, this guy must be a little upset. I got food. What's your name, Methuselah?
no, but I know him very well. In fact, I went to his birthday party last month, and he had the biggest cake. Took us 2 weeks to blow out the candles.
Hey, Joe, let's get out of here before the wagon backs up.
Yeah. Well, so long, Grandpa. Give my regards to Beethoven.
I will. Look at him run away. They were nice youngsters, though. You know, people aren't so bad down here. My, the streets are certainly crowded here in New York. Look at all those men and women going into that theater. Hamlet by William Shakespeare. Good old Bill. What do I tell him about this? He'll be so happy to know he's finally got a hit. Gee, look at all the saloons on this street. I wonder what kind of a drink television is. I don't remember. It's that big word you have on the side. So noisy, too. Spelling out something. I.J. Fox. Must be a store up there. No, that would be impossible.
Hey, I got to get up, Jack!
Oh, yes. Well, I'll handle him, kid. Hey, you there. You the horn.
Huh? Were you speaking to me?
Yeah. Well, I understand you've been playing that trumpet you got there for the last 300 years.
Yes, sir. I'm with Beethoven's Ethereal Melodeon.
Oh, you are, eh? Well, what's your name?
Nathaniel, 3rd Phalanx, 15th Cohort.
And exactly how old are you?
355. Of course, I tell everyone up there that I'm 339. I'm really 355.
Oh. Naughty, you're a bad boy.
Well, it's only a white lie. You know, I just can't get over how this town has changed, and the people, too. Where are the Indians?
In Cleveland. Yeah, Bob Hope's got them now.
Bob Hope?
Sure, the big radio comedian. Don't tell me you've never listened to Hope.
No, what did he say?
Now, would you mind if I ask you?
Look, I may be wrong, but I think that's the spot right there.
Huh?
The place where I was killed 300 years ago.
You were what?
I was killed here 300 years ago. I was run over by a cow. A hit and run driver. Beethoven gets mad when I tell jokes. But it was my own fault, you know. I shouldn't have been out so late.
Yes, well, look,
Nathaniel, 3rd Phalanx, 15th Cohort.
Yeah. Yeah.
15th Cohort.
Yeah. Look, Nathaniel, when did they let you out?
A little while ago.
Well, you're going back up.
Oh, of course. I just have to blow a few notes on the horn tonight, and then I'll return immediately.
Well, why wait till tonight? Why not blow the horn now?
Oh, I couldn't do that. You see, the chief said it wouldn't work unless it was exactly midnight on the dot.
The chief said that, eh?
Yes, sir.
Oh. Well, I guess there's no harm in letting you run along. But you'll remember to go right home as soon as you blow the bugle.
Oh, yes, I will. I certainly will. Just as long as I blew it, I will.
Well, goodbye. I'll see you later.
Oh, no, you won't. If you've been good, I will. Goodbye. My, what a nice man.
This bird inside the store here moves the auction is about to begin. Now, friends, I have here my hair and a
fingers all over the civilized world as the finest example of what making the human hand can create. My friends, just look at these rocks. Look at the solid 14-carat gold-type cake.
Gold-type cake?
The jewel dot consisting of 24 genuine artificial diamonds. The real synthetic alligator scrap this boy King's with.
King's?
Ah, you like it, don't you? Well, I don't blame you, friend. Now, who starts a bidding at $300? I'll bid $300. Who say $300?
$1.
$1. I'll bid it out. All right, who'll make it $1.50? Why, friend, the wolf and the moon is worth that much. Who say $1.50? Can anyone say $1.50?
I can say $1.50. $1.50. See, I said it.
So, to the intelligent-looking man with the horn, for $1.50. Congratulations, sir. Here you are.
Thank you, sir.
My friend, you have a watch there that will last you 100 years.
100 years? What will I do with it after that? Oh, well, I'll think of something. I wonder where the Waldorf Biltmore Hotel is. That's where I have to go. I better ask someone.
Once we get the Piper's here, what's there is all about it.
I beg your pardon, but I'm
a Piper. You want a Piper, mister?
Piper? What's a Piper?
A Piper.
No, thank you. But could you direct me to the Waldorf Biltmore Hotel?
Oh, sunny. It's one block down and two blocks to the right.
Thank you. I understand it's a lovely place.
Said it best. I wouldn't live nowhere else.
Oh, then you live there?
Sure, I got the penthouse there. Yeah. I just sell these places for a hobby. My dad owns the four-way coal tablet.
Oh. Well, if you have the penthouse, we'll be neighbors. I'll see you over there. That is, if you get home before midnight. Well, thanks again. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I don't know where they come from, but I always get them.
Voices! Get your voices here! Voices!
Da-da-da-dee. Da-da-da-dee. Yeah, it was nice of him to direct me to the hotel. Yours can't be so bad with people like him on it. I wonder if the chief isn't making a mistake. Maybe I shouldn't.
Oh, I didn't say it, Steve. I was just thinking. It's just that it seems like a pity. I mean, there's so many nights.
I'll do it. I'll do it, Chief. Don't worry, I'll do it.
You see, Elizabeth, he's weakening already. I told you he was the wrong one to send.
But Chief, he'll do it. He said he would. He's on his way to the hotel now.
I've got a good mind to recall him. Send someone I can rely on.
Oh, please, Chief, don't do that. Nathaniel's all right. It's just that he has such a soft heart.
Well, I should have sent an older angel. Daniel was only 339. Anyway, that's what he said.
But Chief,
how he got to look like that at only 339 years old? I'm worried, Elizabeth.
Oh, why don't you wait and see? I'm sure everything will be all right.
Better be. That horn doesn't blow at midnight. I'll throw him out of the palace.
So this is the Waldorf Biltmore. My, what a beautiful hotel. Seems crowded, too.
Paging Mr. Davis, Mr. Charles Davis.
Paging Mr. Davis.
Paging Mr. Caesar. Mr. Caesar, please.
I'll take it, boy. Is that for Julius?
No, sir. Irving.
Oh, I don't know.
Paging Mr. Caesar. Mr. Irving Caesar.
Oh, fiddlesticks. I want to ask him how to get to the roof. So near midnight. I'll ask that man at the desk.
Boy, take this luggage up to 1023, huh? Oh, good evening, sir.
Good evening. Could you tell me how to get to the roof?
Why, yes, sir. You take that last elevator. It's an express.
Thank you. And is that clock up there on the wall correct?
Yes, sir. Exactly 10 minutes before midnight.
You're quite certain?
Oh, yes, sir. The sun rises and sets by that clock.
I'm afraid you've been misinformed, if you don't mind my saying so. See, the sun's movements are completely independent of this planet. However, I will accept the time as 11:51 p.m.
Thank you very much. I'm sure Western Union will be deeply grateful.
All that is perfectly all right.
Are you stopping at the hotel?
Yes, for a short time.
Staying overnight?
No, and neither are you. Well, goodbye.
Going up?
Yes, the roof, please. Oh, it's a lovely elevator you have here.
Eh, when you've seen one, you've seen them all.
I suppose so. Is your name Otis?
Yeah, how'd you guess? Otis J. Elevator, that's me.
I'm pleased to meet you. I'm Nathaniel, third phalanx, 50th cohort. Fire's nice in here, so intimate and cozy.
Yeah, it ain't so cozy when you have to stand in it all night long.
All night long?
Well, from 6 at night till 2 in the morning.
Really? And I have good news for you. Tonight you're getting off at 12.
That's funny. The chief didn't tell me anything about it.
Well, he told me.
Well, I hope you're right. Here's the roof, sir.
Thank you. I wish I could get that right. What a beautiful sight up here on the roof. All the stars are out tonight. There's Jupiter, Mercury, and Venus. Hello, Venus. Gee, she's pretty. Well, only 5 more minutes till midnight. Better get ready to blow the horn. Here's a good place to stand, right near the head. I think I... What's that? Is someone there? Why, it's a girl, and she's crying. Don't cry, miss. Whatever it is that's troubling you will be over very soon.
It'll never be over. Never. Never.
Oh, yes. Yes, it will. In just a couple of minutes.
Please go away. Let me alone, can't you?
But I assure you, you have absolutely nothing to worry about.
He doesn't love me. He's sending me away. Well, I won't go back home. I won't.
You can't very well go back home if you're not alive.
Not alive. Yes, of course. That's the answer. The only answer. It's all clear now.
Well, I'm very happy to have been of service. Less than 2 minutes left.
I'll show him. I wonder what he'll say when I'm gone. Well, here goes. Goodbye, Andrew.
Wait, you mustn't. You mustn't come.
Let me go. Let me go.
No, you can't.
Why not? It was your idea.
But suicide is a mortal sin.
You let go of me.
Be patient. Just a few more seconds.
No, I won't be talked out of it.
You gotta listen to me now. There's very little time.
Hey, Peggy. Peggy.
Andrew.
What? Who's this?
Oh, Peggy, darling. Hey, you get your hands off my girl.
Let go of me, mister. It's midnight. I've got to blow my horn.
I ought to jam it down your throat.
My horn?
Oh, let him go, Andrew. He didn't do anything.
Oh, Peggy, I've been such a fool. Can you ever forgive me? As soon as you left, I realized what a mistake I made. Oh, Peggy, I'll never let you go again, believe me.
Well, let go of me, then, and put your arms around her. Please, Andrew, it's midnight. I've got to blow the horn.
Oh, Andrew. I'm so happy I could start crying all over again.
Not tonight, baby. We're going to celebrate. Come on.
Hey, well, give me back my horn.
Here you are, bud. Pat.
I missed it. It's going all the way down the street. I won't have time to get it. What am I going to do? Now I want to get to be an angel senior grade. What am I going to tell the team? I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it. Give me another chance. Please. Just one more chance. I want to be a senior.
Thank you.
Elizabeth, of all the angels who could have done the job, you had to recommend a Fanny.
But, Chief, it wasn't his fault. A Fanny was only trying to stop that poor girl from committing suicide. A mortal sin.
Well, that wasn't his job. He should have obeyed orders. There are too many people down there committing mortal sins. That's why Earth has to be destroyed.
Please, please, give us Daniel another chance. After all, you've only lost one girl.
I know, but Daniel has botched up every assignment I ever gave him. Remember 2 months ago when I put him in the weather department? All he had to do was to see that the clouds went in the right direction, and what happened? He got the elements so mixed up it snowed in California.
No, but Chief, that was an accident. After all, he was new on the job, and he just didn't know.
Imagine snow in California. He knows very well it's not even supposed to rain there. That's where we keep our smog. No, Elizabeth, I have no alternative. Nathaniel must be recalled.
Chief, if you recall Nathaniel now, you'll destroy all his confidence. He tried so hard to make good. He was so happy at the chance to become an angel, senior grade. If you take that chance away from him, you'll break his spirit. And that's all he's got left. Be just a little more patient with him, won't you?
Elizabeth, I don't know why I let you talk me into these things, but you always do.
Then you'll give Nathaniel another chance? Oh, thank you, Chief, thank you. You're so good and kind, and he'll be so grateful.
Well, you better blow that horn at midnight tonight, or else. And that's my last word. Else, I'll thunder him his direction.
It certainly was nice of the Chief to give me another chance. Lucky this horn didn't break when it hit the street. I'll just have to make good tonight. See, there's still a little time before midnight. Guess I'll sit here in the lobby for a while. Certainly is a busy hotel.
Waiting, Mr. Caesar. Mr. Irving Caesar, please.
Same old page yesterday. I'll have to ask Julius if he has any relatives down here. Julius is so nice. I think Brutus was definitely out of line. Well, I got about 15 minutes yet. Yeah, I hope nothing goes wrong this time.
Pardon me. May I sit down here?
Oh, why, certainly. Certainly, there's plenty of room.
Thank you.
Wait till I remove the horn. There you are.
Thank you. Isn't this a beautiful hotel?
Yes, yes, it is.
I've had such a busy day. And you know, in about an hour, the limousine is coming back for me. And I have to go to a midnight supper at the Sports Club.
Really?
Yes. And then I'll have to go home and get some rest because tomorrow I have so much more to do. I'm going to set Fifth Avenue and buy a complete wardrobe for my trip to Honolulu.
Oh, you're going to Honolulu?
Oh, yes, I have to go. You see, I hit the giant jackpot on sand again, and I've been traveling ever since.
I don't understand.
Not only that, they painted my house inside and out, and it looks so strange now.
Mm.
I loved it the way it was.
Well, look, lady.
I'm Mrs. Watson.
Oh, how do you do, Mrs. Watson? My name is Nathaniel.
Nathaniel?
A third phalanx, 15th cohort.
Oh, I've never been there.
Oh, no, it isn't a place.
Hanging Jack Benny. Mr. Jack Benny, please. Hanging Jack Benny.
Mrs. Watson, what I meant to say...
Oh, Jesus, did you hear that?
What?
They're painting Jack Benny.
Jack Benny?
Yes. Haven't you ever heard him on the radio?
Well, no, no.
I hope he's living in this hotel. I might see him. He's simply wonderful. I listen to him every Sunday, even though I can't win anything.
Oh, well, what does this mean?
You know the thing I like about him?
What?
He pretends to be smooth and cheap. And I'm sure he's not that way at all.
He isn't?
No, know, I can tell just by listening to him that he's the sweetest, kindest, and the most generous man in the whole world.
Oh. Well, it's nice to know there are people like that.
Oh, you want to know something? I almost met him a year ago.
You did?
Yes, I did. He was the walking man, but they never called me on the phone.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, I got to read out in front of the hotel now. The limousine will be coming any minute.
The limousine?
Yes. Governor Dewey is the one who has to take me to the sport club. That's part of the jackpot.
Well, goodbye, Mrs. Watson. It was nice talking to you.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Phalanx.
No. It's a bad. Daniel, third Phalanx, 15th cohort. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, now, that was the sweetest old... Oh, my goodness. That nice old lady thinks she's going to Honolulu tomorrow. And I have to... Oh, no.
Look, Elizabeth, look. A panel is weakening. Who cares whether anybody goes to Honolulu or not?
He cares, Chief. He worries about everything. That's why he's so...
Stupid? That's what he is, stupid. I still say we sent the wrong angel.
No, you didn't, Chief. He still has time. He'll go through with it.
And what's he sitting there for? Why doesn't he go up on the roof and get ready? Look what he's doing down there now, biting his nails.
Well, he's nervous.
Nervous about what? Destroying one of our smallest planets? It's ridiculous.
Well, warn him again, Chief, so he'll know it's almost midnight.
All right. I'll send him another thundergram. Yes, Chief, I know. Well, I still got about 7 minutes. Hey, I hope nothing goes wrong this time.
Thank you, Monsieur.
Huh? Oh, hello, little girl.
Hello.
Are you lost?
No, Monsieur, I'm not lost.
Oh. Oh, I thought the way you were looking at me, you wanted to ask me something.
No. So sad, sitting here all by yourself.
I am sad.
Why, Monsieur?
Because it's something I have to do at midnight. I'm worried about it.
Well, you mustn't worry. My mother told me, even when we were in the camp, not to be sad, because someday everything would be all right.
The camp? You're in...
A prison camp, Monsieur, back in France.
Oh, I see. You did something wrong?
No, Monsieur.
Well...
Maybe that's a piece of my candy bar, Monsieur.
No, thank you. Although I haven't had a bite since I came down here. Except my nail.
Then please, take a bite of the chocolate bar.
Well, thanks. What's your name?
Angelique.
Angelique? That means little angel in French.
Oui, monsieur.
You know, I'm an angel, too. I'm a big angel.
You are? What's your name?
Nathaniel, St. Phalanx, 15th cohort. What's your cohort?
I don't know. Je ne comprends pas.
Oh, then you haven't been in this country long.
No. We just came in the boat this morning from France.
Oh, and did you say you were in a prison camp?
Yes, me and my mama. For 3 years. Then the Americans came and got us out.
Oh. Where's your mommy and your daddy?
Well, my mama is right over there. But I don't know where my daddy is. He used to be a soldier.
Oh. Well, Angelique, how is it that you speak English so well?
Mama has been teaching me a long time. 3 whole years.
3 years? I suppose that is quite a long time for a mortal. Especially such a small mortal. And you don't know where your father is.
No. But Mama said he was the most wonderful man in the world. And we're all going to be together again someday. Angelique, you see Mama? Yeah, I am.
Oh, I was worried when I didn't see you.
Oh, she's quite all right. We were just sitting here talking.
He was a very nice man, Mama.
Angelique, was you annoying this gentleman?
Oh, no, not at all. We haven't such a nice chat. Angelique was telling me what a wonderful man her father is. We're all going to be together again.
them. No, mister. I will not understand that he was a great hero.
Oh, I see. You just arrived from France this morning?
Yes. Tonight we are going to take the train to Chicago. We are going to live with relatives there. I have not seen them for over 10 years. But they have asked us to come to them.
Yeah, that would be nice. And your little girl can grow up in a good home life. Oh. Oh, my goodness. What am I saying?
You're the dad again.
Yeah, I just remembered something.
Mama, can I have another piece of candy?
Oh, really? I'll just give you a whole bar.
Oh, no. But I offered to share it with this man. And he ate the whole thing.
Yes, I'm sorry. I just meant to take a bite.
Here's some money. You can buy another bar right over there.
Thank you, Mama.
You know, Monsieur, Angelique does not know that her father is dead.
Yes, I realize that.
She's too young to understand. Mr. C was just an infant when he was killed. Monsieur, you don't think there can be another war, do you?
Well, not if I... No, I don't think so.
Another war would mean the end of everything. There is not a country in the world that could go through it again. Not the way they fight wars now. People would just destroy each other.
Really?
Oh, yes, but you will. And yet it seems very simple for a lot of people to forget about the time of war. They do not want to remember. But we must remember, Monsieur. All of us. And take care, or you will die for it. Now it is time for people to get to know each other. Now it is time for people to come together in the world.
But there's very little time left, you see.
I know, Monsieur.
Oh. You do?
Of course. If we do not change ourselves soon, it will be too late. Though the war is over, there is much still not settled. It may take 5 years or even 10 years before we find the answer to real happiness and understanding. But we will find it, Monsieur. We must now reach out to each other and find out about each other. By coming here, Angelique and I have a chance to do that. And we are grateful. We must find peace with each other, Monsieur, or we are lost.
Yes, I'm sure you're right. But you see...
Ma, I have another candy bar. Would you like to share it with me, Monsieur?
No, thank you. I've had enough.
Come on, Angelique. We must go. Goodbye, Monsieur. Monsieur...
Nathaniel, third phalanx, 15th cohort. goodbye, Angelique.
Goodbye, Monsieur. Goodbye.
What a cute little girl. Spent 3 years of her life in a prison camp. Well, it's getting near midnight. Better take the elevator up to the roof.
Going up, then?
Yes, the roof, please.
Well, here's the roof, then.
Thank you. Good night.
Night.
Well, it's almost midnight. I'm sure glad it's a nice night. The last one. I'm thinking about that little girl, Angelique, and her mother. She's been so nice. All he wanted was a chance to live together in peace. Maybe most people aren't good. Maybe the war has been a lesson. If that's true, then the Earth shouldn't be destroyed. Chief, do you think that I ought to... But Chief, you heard what she said, that little girl's mother. They never had a chance before. Let him have it now. But Chief, look, there must be millions of others just like him who need time to get to know each other.
That's such hopes for the future. This is what Angelique's father gave his life for, to give other people a chance. And now you want to take it away from me. Let's wait a while. Look, Chief, look. I suppose all these people down here don't get together. Suppose there is another war. And the whole world destroy itself. They'll blow the earth to pieces. And then remember, Chief, that would take the responsibility off your shoulders. You won't be to blame. See? See what I mean, Chief? You've waited this long, thousands and thousands of years. What happens by waiting a little longer? Give them a chance. Maybe they'll get to work and live together in peace. Everything will straighten itself out, and it'll be the way you want it to be. What does that say? Oh. Then I won't have to blow the horn? I'm glad you changed your mind. Well, I'd like to come back now, Chief. I like to see you and Elizabeth and Horatio. I didn't like to see Mr. Beethoven, too, even though he does holler at me all the time. Now on, I'm going to practice real hard and make him proud of me. Thanks, Chief. I'll leave right now.
Going down, mister?
Yeah?
Going down?
No, thank you. Up.
From the Boy Theater in Hollywood, you've just heard Mr. Jack Benny starring in The Horn Blows at Midnight. Tonight's version for listening was prepared by Hugh Wedlock and Howard Snyder. And the original musical score was composed and conducted by Cy Feuer.
Look, I've got a confession to make.
What is it, Fletcher?
After all the kidding we did on your program about The Horn Blows at Midnight, I have to admit now that I never saw the picture.
Then?
I just couldn't bring myself to walk into the theater.
Why?
It's the complex I have, Jack, the fear of being alone.
Well, anyway, Fletcher, I want to tell you it was really nice doing the show for you tonight, and I promise you one thing. If I ever make another bad picture, you can have first crack at it.
Thank you, Jack. By the way, just one more question before I give you your check.
Oh, the check? Yes. It slipped my mind.
Get your hand out of my pocket.
Oh. Yes, excuse me. What is it you wanted to ask me, Fletcher?
Well, you always kid so much about your age. Tell me, Jack, and be on the level this time. How old are you, really?
Fletcher, I'm 39. Come on, Fletcher.
Goodbye, Jack, and see you again. You'll be listening to your regular program on CBS this coming Sunday night from Mr. and Mrs. Donald Coleman.